skeletons send shivers down your spine. Shrieking skulls will shock your soul, seal your doom tonight. Spooky, scary skeletons speak with such a screech. You'll shake and shudder in surprise when you hear these zombies shriek. We're so sorry, skeletons, you're so misunderstood. You only want to socialize, but I don't think we should.
Welcome to Cream of Wheat
on Tufts Freeform Radio 91.5 Medford.
Yeah, you know, we're back. That was a little Halloween intro. Oh my, it's October 1st. I'm already excited. Oh my, oh my.
It is a spooky time. Get ready for ghouls, goblins, and what's the third one?
Gremlins?
Gremlins, ghosts?
Gremlins feels appropriate.
Grandmas.
Ghouls, goblins, and grandmas. Feel like that's real.
It's real. I'm afraid.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of fear.
Yeah.
So,
the spooky scary skeletons was kind of a joke.
Yeah.
Not real music. No, real music in a way.
It was real music. I think it was art and
real music of a different time. It made me feel something. As long as art makes you
deep
feel
deep in my cerebellum.
Cerebellum? Is that where you feel art? Art.
Call in. Let us know.
First question of the night, where do you feel art? Let us know. We would gladly like to share with you.
We're curious.
Yeah.
Deeply so.
Mm.
So, Aiden, what's on the docket tonight?
Oh, what do you mean the docket? The docket's very vague, Ben.
The docket.
You're trying to reveal our what's on the docket? Well, I got a small sunfish, a dugout canoe.
A 420, a laser.
Oh, what?
Those are types of boats, Aiden.
Are they actually?
Yeah.
I feel like you're lying.
You're just caught off guard because I said 420.
I am caught off guard. That feels like that's not a type of boat. It feels like you're yanking my chain, Ben.
Wait, I...
Did you forget about the expression, yanking your chain?
No, I knew that there was another one that sounded equally ridiculous.
What?
I couldn't remember. No, that's not one.
Tickling my goat is one.
I'm looking it up right now.
It's totally a saying.
And if it's not, I
want you to test me.
If I search tickling my goat in Google,
I might be afraid of what you find.
I'm looking for it.
Okay. He's looking for that.
Urban Dictionary.
Do not go on Urban Dictionary.
No, that's the wrong place.
Simply the wrong
place. Okay, YouTube tickle goat. Stormy the goat is ticklish.
Stormy the goat.
I'm going to check this out.
Feels like a ticklish.
Okay. Hold on.
Yep.
It is a video of a man tickling a goat behind the ear, and the goat did its leg thing.
Yeah.
Its leg, like a dog.
Nice.
Okay. It's an expression. Cool. This checks out. Confirmed.
All right. Well, it's time for the music portion of the morning evening.
The morning evening are the perfect time for a show. Yeah. How many listeners do we have joining us this morning evening?
You always like this wonderful little call out where we just hop on and
I want to congratulate our listeners, and I want to shame people who aren't listening who won't be able to hear it.
That makes sense. Give me one moment. Okay, so according to www.shoutcast.com, it says...
More reliable than DuckDuckGo. Or Oracle.
What?
Is the number zero?
No, it just says that WMFO.org does not exist.
We're in the void, Aiden.
Oh, we're good, we're good.
Ah.
Seven listeners. Seven always happens. I feel like it's not real. Seven always happens. We've had 12 before. Like, that felt real.
That felt real because it was a lot.
But seven always happens. Simply can't be.
They made seven the zero number.
Yeah.
Because otherwise it'd be too embarrassing.
Yeah, you'd be like, whoa, okay. So seven. Seven always happens.
Hello, all seven of you.
Call in. Prove that you're real.
You exist.
Do it.
I don't think you're real.
You're not real.
Call my bluff.
There it is. Do it.
They're all fake. Oh, wait. I got a text. Somebody's one of the seven.
No, but they're not calling in.
So yeah, that's not a phone call.
Simply can't be
WMFO.com.
.org. We're an organization, Ben.
.org.
.org. That's a deep callback. You need to listen to last week's episode.
Please tune in. Refresh.
Yeah, you should listen to the archive. And then the process, Ben and I will probably still be ranting. Once you're done with the last hour of show that we did last week, then we get to go.
Please watch all of it.
All of it. All right. Time to move on to some songs.
the music variety.
Yeah, so kicking off, so this is all like a lot of the stuff I'm going to play I've discovered this week, which is like pretty exciting. But so here's a band called Japanese Breakfast kicking off with a good little ditty of theirs, as it were. I think we should only refer to songs as ditties from
now
on.
This one's a little ditty.
Yeah, little ditty. All right. I hope you enjoy.
Hello and welcome back to WMFO. I'm Ben. Aiden is currently moving his laptop around all of the poles because it is plugged into the aux cord.
I'm scurrying about.
He is a normal rat.
Just your average rat. You know, nothing special.
Nothing special.
Particularly.
I've seen some good rats in my day. Unfortunately, Aiden did not make the cut.
That's so sad.
You're the bottom 10% of all the rats I've seen.
I'm the bottom 10% of every single rodent? No, just rats.
No, okay. Just rats. Weasels you're better than.
Not including capybaras. Sure.
Do you know other rodents? Because those are squirrels?
Capybara.
Squirrel. Squirrel. Muskrat.
Yes.
Yeah.
Otters.
Otters.
Question mark. Are otters rodents?
Colin.
Where is your art stored? Is that where do you feel
Where do you feel art inside your noggin?
And are otters rodents? Two prison questions of the morning and evening.
We're asking the real questions out here because we want the real answers.
Mm-hmm. And all seven of you that don't exist.
All fake fans out there.
All fake seven of you.
I want answers.
Mm.
I'm not gonna sleep until you call
until the answers are
and
delivered.
And that could be in a week.
To me. Could be in a week.
We'll put you straight on the air if you don't swear. So
if you don't swear, we promise. Actually, that's risky, but like
we don't necessarily promise, but
like, you know,
a good effort. Yeah. So, Aiden.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Ben. I'm so afraid.
Something
that tone means that something's about to happen.
So here's what happened on the walk here, right?
Oh yeah.
So there I was walking, as I do with my legs, and
yes.
I thought to myself, "It's Halloween."
Yeah, it is. Well, I mean, it's October
1st. That's what I thought, though.
Yeah,
I'm telling the story not accurately, but as I recall,
kind of a stream of consciousness, yeah. Personal truth, sort of narrative.
please listen, because this is my truth.
Okay, yeah, it's time for Ben's truth.
I wrote Halloween broadcast pumpkin pie, so we're gonna discuss those two things I just said.
Okay.
How do we feel about pumpkin pie?
How do I feel? Okay.
What emotions does it trigger?
So pumpkin pie is kind of a... I don't know. I did not realize how polarizing it was until as of late. I don't know. To me, it's just a tasty, thick dessert. But to others, it's more of like a familial thing or just kind of a controversial thing.
Have you made it?
I have made it, yes.
From scratch, or did you cheat?
I mean, define scratch. I didn't, like, harvest the wheat, nor did I grow the gourds.
The gourds.
Pumpkins are so much fun when they're referred to as gourds.
So, actually, speaking of gourds,
yeah?
I have several questions about gourds already prepared. So, the third thing I had written down was, best gourds, ?
Oh, I see. Best gourds.
Because you know those, like, okay, so you go... anywhere during the fall.
Yeah.
And you see all of those like random gourds that have like a hole drilled through them and then like a weird colored string tied up that they're gonna like that they're gonna like hang on something and then they sit there motionless for the next 2 months all the way through November.
Yes.
Why? Why do we grow those?
Those weird gourds, those decorative gourds.
Like the yellow ones with like the white stripes and then like...
Oh, I don't like those at all. No one eats those gourds.
And those mini pumpkins that are definitely made out of like plastic or wax.
And we just grow them.
And they just spurt out of the ground for 3 months on display.
Yeah.
What are they? I don't
know. We're an aesthetic society, Ben.
Superficial.
But the best gourd, I think, is the acorn squash.
Ah.
Tasty. Oh. Nice for soups. Compact.
Soups.
In its own sort of container. If you wanted to carry one in a backpack, it would be fine. So like, okay, so
is that how you define?
So if I had to carry like an acorn squash,
okay,
from point A to point B, and I didn't have a Tupperware, nor did I have a form of Ziploc bag,
wait, is it in gourd form?
Ben, you're doing the thing where you're crying again. I don't know how I feel about this.
Hold on. Is
in gourd form, yes.
So why does it matter if you have a Tupperware?
Well, because it's like, okay, so the thing is, it's great that it does not matter.
Is it pre-squashed? Not squashed.
No, it's not squashed. But that's the whole point. If I were to carry a strawberry from point A to point B, it would get crushed. I'd make strawberry jam in my backpack. But if I'm trying to take an acorn squash from point A to point B, the natural structure of the vegetable or fruit, you know, depending on, I guess,
what
acorn squash
have
seeds. Watermelon are awesome too. Also eggs, but slightly different.
Hard boiled or not?
Hard boiled eggs.
I'm talking about the gourds.
What? I actually prefer my gourds to be boneless. Boneless gourds.
This is the least aesthetic
A soft boiled gourd.
You open it up and like lukewarm
gourd.
Goopy substance
just like
pours onto your hands.
Goopy substance that vaguely tastes of autumn pours onto your hands.
Those sweet unsuspecting hands just covered in
goopy autumnal substance
juice.
That's what happens when you crack open a gourd when it's not ready. All right, I need a song.
Yeah, we're gonna.
I feel like I need to be saved.
Okay.
From myself and you.
I have a small, minuscule ditty, you will.
A little ditty.
Smaller.
Minuscule ditty.
You need a magnifying glass.
Micro ditty.
Micro ditty. I, Ben Michelle, have
a micro ditty. Oh, so you can really tell it's 1:16 a.m.
1:16 and 6 seconds.
1:16.
WMFO.
1:16. 91.5.
Dot. 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 I'm gonna play a song.
Excellent.
I'm gonna save them from this.
Save.
It's called Last Summer. It is by the Motel Brothers.
You're big into motels. Same Motel Brothers.
I have Motel 6.
You have an affiliation with motels.
I like them. Yeah, I'm being paid by Big Motel.
Stop. Motel. Hashtag stop Big Motel.
So we're going to play it before we talk more. Uh-huh. Here it is.
Stop Big Motel.
I remember way back, used to play catch before I played rap. Worry in the world, no strikes, got no ties. Life was recess, I swear it's good. Chilling with my brothers, we was in school straight, working for the summer. When it gets here, we gon' be alright. Sleeping in late, staying up all night. Cause that's classic, kicking back with all the same guys that I used to go to class with. When the bell rings and school's out, we gon' throw down right now. Who's house? I wouldn't change a thing for all the crazy things we did. Cause we was just kids. And I miss those days used to lie. Summertime fly by so fast. I'm dreaming, thinking, stuck in the past. But now I'm moving on and it's hard. There'll always be a place in my heart for all the times that we had. But it's last summer. It's last summer. It's last summer. Candy bars and lemonade stands. A little sunburn that it turned to tan. Pretty young thing, can I hold your hand? You know I'm always looking for that summer romance. Like, man, I remember late night texting, making conversation, sneaking through your basement, tippy-toeing to your room. I thought I finally made it to your daddy busting in and found that both of us was naked. Like, ooh, this time flies by. Now and then I close my eyes and I'm still that child running around in the house. Couple years older, but I got the same smile. Looking back now, wouldn't change a thing for all the crazy things we did. Cause we was just kids. And I miss those days used to lie. Summertime fly by so fast. I'm dreaming, thinking, stuck in the past. But now I'm moving on and it's hard. There'll always be a place in my heart for all the times that we had. Summer, where has the time gone, baby? Why don't you come save me from this crazy life? Cause it's hard to find peace of mind when we live like it. I miss those days used to lie. Summertime fly by so fast. I'm dreaming, thinking, stuck in the past. But now I'm moving on and it's hard. There'll always be a place in my heart for all the times that we had. But it's last summer. It's last summer. Last summer. It's last summer. It's last summer.
Hello.
We're back. cream
of
wheat.
And you're probably listening to us on 91.5
WMFO.
Or on WMFO.
dot org.
Aiden?
Yep.
How's everything?
Things are good. Currently, on my computer screen is the Wikipedia page for George H.W. Bush, and next to it is a Google Images search of good food, and then another Google Images search of fried chicken. And then the Google Images search of spooky.
So, did you get from good food to fried chicken, or was that a different entire search?
Good food to spooky to fried chicken.
Okay, but that's real. Fried chicken is probably top 10 spookiest foods.
Really? Because it's chicken, but it's coated in a strange shell of bread?
It has grown. It's chicken, post-mortem, but it's been
consumed by something else.
Posthumously added a thicker skin.
It's like a turtle, but dead and made of chicken.
Which is, in a lot of ways, just like people.
People, and I think that's beautiful. Fried chicken.
Prove me wrong. You can't.
We're all just chicken breast coated in buttermilk and egg wash, and then lightly fried at 375, about 5 minutes, and some hot canola oil, and then laid out on a plate.
And then sold to somebody to throw at me on the train. That's a true story.
To throw you on a train?
So no. Somebody threw
fried chicken
on a
train?
Have I told you the story?
No.
I was coming home from Lollapalooza, which is a Chicagoland music festival.
Yeah, you know.
You know. All of you knew this already. This is review. And I was sitting there on the bottom floor of the train.
Oh.
And suddenly, from the heavens themselves,
they opened up.
Cast upon me and my friends was a full
bucket?
Bucket. No, I was just one. Mm-hmm. But it was whoever this was, full dinner. Like, this was, they were excited about this chicken. It landed square on my lap, left its chicken sauce on me, and then finished its voyage on the floor.
Oh.
And I looked up and saw this person coming home from a music festival. So, you've seen movies. And
so, you've seen movies.
Like, almost crying about this chicken. I've never seen such raw human emotion as in that moment.
Yes.
So, yes.
The only time I've ever seen something comparable was during Bambi, when Bambi's mom dies. Just like a true fact.
Yes. Bambi's
mom.
The only other time Aiden has seen such raw human emotion was in a cartoon deer.
Either this chicken person on the train or a cartoon deer. It's the only time I've ever experienced such a pure human emotion.
Pure human emotion. So, and I also want to talk to you about something else.
Yeah. Ben, you can talk to me about anything, okay?
Okay, I want to know what you think. Here, I'm asking for a friend, but I'm curious about what you think is something appropriate to say while you are carving a pumpkin, but not while performing open heart surgery. Yeah.
I think we got to extend that to the void, and if they want to respond,
please,
all fake seven of them, you should feel free. Feel
Do we
free.
Remain with seven? We have not lost even one person.
Simply can't be true. We've been putting out subpar content all morning, evening.
Maybe forever.
All right. So things you can say while carving a pumpkin.
But not while doing open heart surgery.
Oh, you got a lot of seeds in here. That's one thing. Like, I mean, I know that an open heart surgeon victim patient. Okay.
Someone call your malpractice attorney.
Patient is not awake, but like, just, you know, if they're here, like, I got some seeds. I don't know how I'd respond to that. Let's see.
I got this one from the farm earlier today.
Yeah. Like, oh, wow, fresh from the farm. I picked this one
out myself. But before we get into it, I had my kids sit on it while I took a photo.
My kids took a photo with it this morning. It's huge. Can't say that.
I'm going to take its insides and put it in the oven and then eat them. Yep. That's referring to pumpkin seeds only.
Or just pumpkin meat. I'm going to turn it into a pie.
Full circle. WMFO, yeah, tying up loose ends.
Back to pumpkin pie.
The throwback.
Thickest of all the desserts. I feel like food should always be thick. Very rarely do I ever want thin food. No. 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 Creamy soups. Cream of mushroom. Some wild rice. Cream of chicken. There's this excellent butternut squash bisque. Elaborating on the squash theme that's served at our Tufts dining hall.
You all can't see this, but Aiden will only look at me dead in the eyes when he's saying bisque.
I did not even realize I was doing that.
It's like his eyes are looking straight down my throat.
Bisque.
Bisque.
But yeah, so I'm a creamy soup sort of guy. Lobster bisque. Crab bisque.
Bisque. Old Sally makes the best bisque.
Got a crab bisque. Hey, Ben. Want some of my crab bisque? Ben's face is so oblong in this moment.
There's no way to respond.
Simply no way.
And if you have a way, call in.
Call in. We miss you. Are you real?
It's really a weird time on campus because nobody's awake. And if they are...
No, people are awake.
No, but they shouldn't be.
People stir, you know. They're like restless rodents. So many callbacks to rodents. But anyway, we're not gonna pop down that rabbit hole. Rodents.
Alice Wonderland. So, Aiden.
Yeah, Ben.
Speaking of rodents.
Yep.
The next song I had...
Uh-huh.
Is called Kids.
Oh.
By MGMT.
That's El Clasico.
Or,
as it were.
I have a different song.
Oh, no. I like that one.
You like the first one?
Yeah, Kids is good. Kids is good.
Okay. I think we're going to play it.
Excellent.
And get ready.
Enjoy the song. Oh, wow. What a lovely ditty.
Beautiful ditty.
Yeah. It was a 5-minute ditty, too. That was no small ditty.
No mistake. That was the longest ditty we've played today.
Truly.
In this morning evening.
In the morning evening.
The dawn dusk. The dawn lunch dinner. Dusk.
No.
The brunch.
Really, really early in the day. The brunch that happens before breakfast. Pre-breakfast brunch.
So, yes. That basically summarizes our TED Talk.
Exactly what just happened. All of it. In the meantime, it's time
was the thesis
to serve you.
Your Brinner.
What? No. It's a public service announcement.
Ah, yes. One of these.
Time to serve you your Brinner. No.
Time. Ding, ding, ding. Dinner bell.
The Brinner bell.
Just, we have bells that are very aggressive here. Chugga, chugga, choo,
Oh, sorry, it's broken.
Mine's just the wood black from Girls Just Want to Have Fun. Well, like,
you know what I'm saying?
What? Don't worry.
What? I simply cannot. All right. PSA time. PSA mode. This is serious.
What are we learning about today?
Order your free vegetarian starter kit at PETA.org. Did you know that you could save 100 animal lives per year by just adopting a meat-free diet? That's right. Going vegetarian saves animal lives as well as your own. And if that's not appealing enough, it's tasty, easy, and can be incredibly inexpensive too. And to start you off saving real money at the grocery store while eating healthier, PETA will send you a free vegetarian starter kit. So, what do you say? Just Google free vegetarian starter kit and go to the PETA website link and fill out the form there to receive a free copy of PETA's vegetarian and vegan starter kit and review the online version that's posted there. It'll guide you through the transition to a healthier, happier, long-lasting life. It's everything from recipes and tips on eating out to health information and videos. That's PETA.org. O-R-G.
Dot org.
This has been a public service announcement from People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals and your tomato, mushroom, and onion-loving friends here at WMFO.
That's us.
No, oh, there we are. Tomato, mushroom, onion. That's it.
Those are the
only things we love. I feel no love for anything other than a tomato, mushroom, or onion. If you do not fall into any of these prior three categories, you are no longer privy to my love. It's time for a song. I'm feeling musical. Let's kick it.
Here's a little ditty.
Oh, yeah.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Before telling dragons where to lay, That was Before Telling Dragons by Carl Blau.
Blau.
Carl with a K. Carl
like
Blau.
The cheese. Blau cheese.
Oh, would you like a little taste of that Blau cheese?
Would you like it on a smorgasbord?
Oh, hello. My name is Carl Blau. Carl with a K.
I work at IKEA. I don't know where we're...
is he Swedish now?
I don't... Was he not before?
That was not the intention, but I understand where you were coming from.
That is good.
I value and respect the way you feel.
I hear what you're saying.
But it's also entirely invalid.
Oh.
I hear and want to respect your feelings, but I'm having a really hard time dealing with you.
Well, shoot.
Dang it.
Dang nabbit.
No.
Aiden?
Yeah.
I have a question. Have you ever caught... something in a net before?
Have I ever caught something in a net? I've caught a couple minnows in a net.
Minnow?
Never a big butterfly person in a net, nor have I ever gone like industrial fishing. But minnows. Yeah.
Minnows. Start small.
Yeah.
Keep small.
Keep small. Start
your
small.
Your mom and pop fishing.
My mom and pop minnow shop. We should.
That's
we
a
could
business.
Start one.
That's a business.
That is a market.
That is.
A market that has no one to speak for it yet.
At most like three or four individuals.
And there you go. That's all you need.
Someone needs minnows, right?
There you go.
Colin, we're your guys.
Let us know how desperately you need minnows.
And we will provide minnows.
It'll be so great. All right. Ben, kick us off.
Kick us off?
I demand more music.
You want more music and less talking?
I need more music right now.
Okay. So I'm going to tell a little ditty about the ditty I'm about to play.
Oh, feel free.
So we played a song by Kishi Bishi. Last week. And then
Is it Kishibishi?
How do you pronounce it?
I call it Kishibashi.
Well, oh, that's totally... there's an A, not an I.
There it is.
That's how you pronounce it. So
there it is.
So Kishibashi. Yeah. I'm going to say Kishibishi because I...
Kishibishi.
I'm committing to what I said.
Okay, that's
I'm fair. A man of my word. And this one's called Hey Big Star.
Oh.
There's no comma, so it's Hey Big Star, which is like, not Hey, Just Big Star.
Hey Big Star.
So, we're going to play that.
All right, go ahead.
Here we are. In a second. In now.
Thank you.
Live from New York, it's Saturday night! Just kidding, it's Monday morning evening.
And this is Boston.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Somerville. Anyway.
Right now we're in Somerville.
We are in
Somerville. But we say we're in Medford.
I reside in Medford. Aiden? True. Mm-hmm. I thought of a fun activity.
Yep.
Would you please recount the last 3 minutes and 21-ish seconds of your life?
Then I feel targeted. Ben asks with that probing kind of fun glint in his eye and voice, because I was just in the bathroom.
I don't actually want to know. Please.
Two interesting takeaways from the bathroom. There's a lot of graffiti on these bathrooms in kind of a cool, constructive, interesting sort of artsy way.
Where do you feel that?
What?
Where do you feel that art?
Oh, where do I feel that art?
Anyway.
Right in the pancreas. But anyway, there are two things I saw written. First was the phrase surf girlfriend as an S-E-R-F girlfriend, which is a little scary in what it bodes for, you know, attitudes and towards women, but at the same time would make a very interesting band name. We are surf girlfriend.
To be clear, our stance is that we're for it, but we don't like it.
We're for serfdom in general. Feels like a bad practice. I'm just going to be honest. I feel like the feudal system is done.
It's
I feel like we're into a new age.
It's definitely on the out.
The feudal system is certainly not trendy right now.
Not trending.
No.
Okay.
Other thing I saw written in the bathroom, please, which I think prompts a deeper discussion.
More probing. Prodding.
Quote unquote. And I think, Ben, you might freak out.
Okay, I'm ready. I'm already sitting.
Quote unquote, zucchini is the new sausage. Ben simply can't process.
Mouth agog.
Agog.
So I just want to...
So, I mean, they're both sausage shaped.
So we... Okay. Yeah.
Cylindrical in a fashion.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would say that's probably the beginning and the end of the similarities.
Let's and see. They're tender,
loving,
flavorful,
loving.
You could saute them in a pan and eat them. Tasty,
yummy. Have a meal with us. That's what it sounds like the whole time. Eating yummy
tasty
food.
Sausage.
We like the food.
But anyway, zucchinis and sausage are supposed to have their own casings. You know, self-contained packages.
I'm going to go ahead and say that's only true for one of the two.
Nope.
The metaphor begins and ends with the sausage.
Nope. All right. All right, Ben, I have a song to show the people. This is important.
A song to show them.
Yeah.
A little ditty.
A little medium ditty.
Go okay. on. Let's Will you tell us about her?
A city in New York. No, a borough of New York, rather.
Oh.
Manhattan.
Oh.
By Cat Power. Brace yourselves.
And we're off.
Here she comes.
The soundscape comes towards you.
See.
Manhattan, cat power, inspiring. I laughed, I cried, I bled, I asked for more.
As true. The soft twinkle of the night slowly fades into the harsh twinkle of the day.
The significantly harsher, higher lumen twinkle of the sun.
We gave you our thoughts.
We gave you our thoughts, sometimes our stream of consciousness.
Our best intentions.
Happy to serve you in the digital community.
How do we stay competitive out there, folks?
I don't know.
There's Call so many in. Distractions, some bleeps, blops, and bloops.
And so many bleeps, blops, and bloops, truly.
How do we...
Unfortunate.
Meager Aiden and I.
Yep.
Stay relevant.
Yep.
In the ever-changing times.
In this ever-changing, turbulent world.
Churning.
I wish to be like an anchor.
Sucking people in and chewing people out. It sounds just like that, but filled with screams.
And yeah, you know how it is. All right.
And we just want to know. So that's the thoughts we're going to end on.
Those are our thoughts. It's been great.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. You've been listening to 91.5 WMFO.
Medford.
Mm-hmm.
Which is where we are.
Yeah. You know, that freeform radio, it's excellent. Huge fan. Huge fan. Huge fan.
We make good content, if I would say so.
Oh, yeah.
Not to... toot my own horn or yank my own chain, but...
Not to yank my own chain or anything. All right. Well, I think this was perhaps the last song.
So here we are.
We'll see you next week at Cream of Wheat. Thanks for tuning in.
And we miss you already.
We miss you so much.
For the morning, think nothing of it, think of nothing but this. This is there, this is there. Sleep on glass, deeply wait up to your knees and edge, looking for the very last. Ain't nobody gonna come and save you and pull you out now. Ain't nobody gonna come and save. Trick of it, babe. For a couple licks and get your fixin', mom. Picking a dream you want. Stay in denial for the shit that gets you shaking in your car. Come and see me lately. I've been fucking up hard. And I hate it when you lie in the thick of it all. Step up or track down somebody you know. How to give a fuck about your black backpack. I know all the combinations of your cool. Imagine compromise. Your time expired, you're driving me to drink. Now I'm running little low. No matter where you go, no matter where you're going, I can't take you there. I can't guess to get you home. Playing catch up to the moon. Say we're getting pretty close, so we're somewhere darker. Be a little more like you. I can't take you there, I can't guess to get you home. Playing catch up to the moon. Say we're getting pretty close, so we're somewhere darker.